Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for chance is fair.
We ask for chance is fair.
Chance equal our strife.
Chance equal our strife.
Chance do or dare.
Chance do or dare.
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the code.
Let it be by the code.
Faith and the honor held high.
Faith and the honor held high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Day by day.
Day by day.
We get better and better.
We get better and better.
We
get
BB.
We
get
BB.
Yo, BB.
Yo, BB.
Live from the ESPN Lincoln Studios.
Martinez with all day to throw. Spielman up over the middle, and Spielman is off to the races. Nobody's going to catch J.D. Spielman. 75 yards and a touchdown.
This is the Greggeth and Hook Show.
I think expectations have been way too low in Lincoln for way too long. And having expectations was just kind of life around here.
With your hosts, Nick Greggeth and Bill Hooks.
All right, let's do this. Happy Husker Homer Friday here on Greggeth and Hooks. Hanging out with Willie J, Bill Hooks. I'm Nick Greggeth, hanging out with you. Dr. Dane Todd, about an hour out from when he gets here. I hope he brings whatever he needs to help himself after I pancake him when we do our snapping contest.
Oh, baby.
Hooks is feeling himself right now. He's feeling good. He was practicing in the hallway. It was embarrassing.
Mine was fine.
Hey, he
that was accurate.
Been, he
no, I know.
Practice.
I turned the practice.
I turned the corner on you. We were good.
Oh, man. Wait till. Well, I didn't push you.
No, you don't have to. It's not about the push. It's about,
no, it is.
It's about gonna, technique and the turn.
No, I'm going to go by and tackle the quarterback.
You're not getting the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. There. Dane Todd
not getting
will.
The quarterback.
Dane Todd will.
So how's this going to work? I mean, you guys are each going to take snaps?
And yeah, you're going to take the first. You're going to be the first quarter or first snapper.
Okay.
Dane's going to line up across from you.
All right.
You're going to snap it to the quarterback. He's going to try to tackle the quarterback.
All right. And so
you have to stop him.
And so, like, is there, like, a certain seconds rule? Because, like, obviously I could just be blocking him for 20 minutes straight just trying
oh.
to
yeah, yeah, just showing him.
We'll tell
him
you
the business.
We'll blow you the whistle.
What if he picks you up and throws you?
It's a very high possibility.
All right. It's going to be good, man.
You might have to step over me.
I'm nervous that Dane's going to get hurt.
You better bring a doctor, or at least a nurse with him.
Yeah, bring one of his nurses to help him, because he's going to need it.
Are we doing this outside?
No, probably just in the hallway. That's why we're going to get hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be outside.
I mean, we could go outside. I mean, conditions are conducive.
That's true. Just to show how we could snap it.
I won't be tired after the first snap.
I brought my, how sweet is that football, by the way?
This thing's sweet.
Yeah, that sits in my man cave. You've seen it down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, dime.
It's the official it's like the official ball the Huskers use. It's from practice. When my son was born, it was a present from the coaching staff.
Oh.
At the time.
Well, that's nice of them.
Yes. Very cool.
Yeah, that is. It looks like the white stripe is almost like a pinkish.
It is because of the over the years just sitting there.
Gotcha.
When I got it, it was white. And then cool. I actually have two of those. My boy Jamie Belt, strength coach, also brought one for my little man, Carter, and he runs around with it all the time. So we got a couple of those bad
boys.
But they're
cool.
Neat. They got did you see the foil N on it? That's the best part.
Yeah, the red N on the side.
That's how you know it's an official Husker football.
Yeah,
those Adidas
badass.
Dimes, those are sweet. That was what we used when we were playing, when we were on the traveling flag football team for the university.
Okay.
Were those. And the opposing teams hated them because they get rock hard when it's cold like it's going to be in Minnesota. Ooh. Like rock hard. You're catching a boulder when it comes flying at you. If it's outside in like 30 degree weather, the footballs that they're going to be using, I'll be curious if the footballs that we use up there, if we keep them warm and then break them out to use in the game, because they switch them out all the time,
mm-hmm.
or if they're going to let them go out there, get rock hard and frozen and go from there.
Hmm.
There's different strokes for different folks. It just depends on what you want to do. I you know, you have a quarterback who likes to, in terms of Vedrill, who likes to wing that thing. to be honest, it'll come down to, is he comfortable gripping a slick leather football, or does he like it to be warm so it's a little, moist is the wrong word, but the leather's a little easier to grip. All right, welcome into the show. We have a lot to get to. Vegas still has no idea who the quarterback's going to be.
Nope.
I'm going to go on record saying I think it will be Vedrill. If Martinez plays, he made an amazing comeback from an injury that only keep him out a short time, but he is going to be playing at less than 100% if he plays. That's what I'll throw out there.
Now, the question, and I'm with you, after hearing some of the
just
comments,
my speculation,
the way they were saying it and things like that, I think one telling comment on what you can read into it a little bit, but it was Greg Austin.
Uh-huh.
It was talking about Vedrill being down at UCF. He was one of his favorite players. He got here, and he said something in the lines of, I'm excited to see what he can do out there on Saturday. Now, take that for what you want, the way you said it, I'm not sure. Now, the question being is who's number two if Vedrill goes?
Well, they're bringing Bunch.
They're bringing four quarterbacks.
Yeah, I have a feeling what's going to happen is Martinez is going to warm up to see if he could be an emergency-type quarterback.
Similar to the Michigan last year situation, right?
Yep. And then you're going to see Vedrill start the game. Bunch will be the primary backup, unless Martinez can be the primary backup.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be smart for Nebraska. I know this is a big game, but if the staff, as they say, they have a ton of trust in a guy who has played within this offense in Vedrill, if they got enough trust in him to run their full offense and they think he'll be okay, then you want to make sure that you get Martinez healthy, because you're going to have a bye week, and then you're going to have two more games and then Minnesota, right? And mm-hmm. It's a key stretch of games to be able to get to that Minnesota game.
Wisconsin.
I kept saying Minnesota. Wisconsin. You have to get to that Wisconsin game with a situation where if you win that thing, you're controlling your own destiny.
Well, and the fact that if you can sneak this one out at Minnesota and you got the other two in front, you have got to be. There is no doubt in my mind you need to be 100% against Wisconsin.
Yes.
100%. Yeah.
All right, so today we are going to we've got a lot going on. We're going to play that 10 seconds game again with Dane Todd.
Yes.
You guys are going to get to see if you're smarter than Dane Todd.
The same ones?
No, we'll do different ones.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't want the people to know already what they are. So we're going to play. We'll probably have three winners or something like that today. So we will play the 10-second game. If you missed it earlier in the week, we will give Dane a topic off air and record him trying to get it. He'll have 10 seconds to, you know, whatever, name as many things as I say to him, whatever we ask him. And then you're going to come on the show. We'll ask you and then see if you beat Dane.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do a practice. Give me one. Here we go.
You want one right now?
Yeah.
All right. 10 seconds on the clock. Nebraska fullbacks, go.
Dane Todd.
Is that the only? Janovich?
Judd Davies.
Ben Miles. Ben Miles.
I love it. It counts. That would have counted.
Ben Miles.
That is what I'm counting. Sussinger
didn't get mentioned. You could have named like 100 of all the brothers.
Those are the only three I think I know. Well, maybe McAvicka. Joel McAvicka.
Oh, see.
Okay. Or is he a running back?
Oh, my God. You know how mad Dane would be at you right now?
By the way, that's one of them.
You think so? Or are we going to ask Dane fullback? Yeah. So we'll be able to rattle those off easy.
Just because I want to see Dane's reaction.
You know what I'm going to ask him? Players, all right, let's try this again. Are you ready? Let's do one more.
All right.
So another example of what it could be, and I'll probably ask him this one. All right, 10 seconds to name as many of these guys as you can. Teammates of Rude who beat him for the Gatorade Player of the Year Award. Go.
All of them.
Dane Todd. Only
that's all
answer.
You need. Dane Todd.
Nice.
Only answer. Yeah, you can either tie or lose on that one.
Yeah.
Yes. That'll be good. Yes, that'll be good. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to ask him. One of these days, I got one for Bill that I think will be an awesome curveball. It'll be so fun. Yeah.
You can only imagine.
It'll be good, man. I got you. Don't worry.
Just to see how good I think you'll do with this.
Actually, can we do one more just to try it?
Yeah.
All right.
I got one for you.
I want to make sure that I say this correctly, though, okay? So if I say it wrong, I apologize. Bill, this will be easy. All right, so like an example is I would ask Bill, I would say, Bill, 10 seconds, name all the different scores you can get in golf.
double bogey, triple bogey, par, birdie, double eagle, eagle, and then some.
Okay, see, I would have said all those in Albatross.
Albatross. And well, double eagle.
Well,
double eagle.
Double eagle is they serve us beer in town.
They do, but it's an albatross.
No,
same.
That's an albatross.
Hole in one.
You just made that up. That's what I would have. That's how I would have done that and seen what you could rattle off. There's no more. Is that all of them?
Well,
is that every one of them?
Triple bogey.
Well, I mean, you could do a
quadruple.
Like,
you could do quadruple bogey.
Oh, all the time,
all
buddy.
The time.
Don't worry.
Yes,
I do all the time. That's how I golf. Okay. So we got a big game with Minnesota here.
Right.
What? What happened?
I got one for you.
Oh, God.
Okay. Ready? Okay. Types of IPAs go.
Types of IPAs go? Like, do you want the names of them?
Yes.
Like double.
Okay,
the
like
brands.
double IPA, fresh squeezed, dang. Let's see. There's a whole bunch of them. Chainbreaker. Now I'm just naming my favorite ones. Let's go with... That'll be good. That's enough. I got six.
Very impressive.
I'd let that go.
I win.
Yes. IPAs are good. Mm. Yeah, you could just say Nebraska IPA, because that is one. All right, so that's what we're going to be doing, okay, guys? So this is what we have later on the show with Dane Todd. I'm excited. You can see if you're smarter than a doctor. Are you smarter than a doctor? And then we'll go into this.
I'm going to that.
Coach Frost declined to comment on the statuses of Adrian Martinez, J.D. Spielman for the Minnesota game. He said Martinez would travel and he said they wouldn't take an extra quarterback on the trip, but then also said that Martinez, Vedral, Bunch, and McCaffrey will all be the quarterbacks on the travel.
Who's the extra of that? Is there a fifth one we don't know about?
Yes, there is.
Who?
What?
Fifth quarterback?
What's his name? Masker? Matt Masker? Whatever his name is. That dude that walked on that almost played last year.
That's the...
Love that guy.
That's the odd
man
out.
That dude's a stud.
That's an odd man out?
He's a stud.
Okay. Coach Frost with the cat and mouse. Not letting anybody know what's going on.
I like it.
It's fine.
Do you think Spielman plays?
Yes. I think J.D. Spielman will play.
I think he will too.
Two things. One,
that's
he's a tough kid. He has been... he's had the injuries before. He has bounced back from them and played. I also don't believe the fact that they're going to Minnesota. Where's J.D. Spielman from? He ain't going to miss that game.
No, he's always
going
to
miss that game.
He's always good against him.
Nope. And I like the fact that, like, I think he's been a big part of the offense. Marco made a good point yesterday. We asked about the weather. He said, minus the wind, slick fields, and if it's like a snow, like a just a powdery snow type deal, that's for the offense.
Oh, 100%.
That's for the offense.
Yeah.
Right there. It's advantage offense. So, my JD's going to play. Mm-hmm. I think he plays.
Yeah, no, it always is. The only time that it's tough on the offense, if it's a sloppy wet field because you can't cut.
Can't cut.
But because then it slows you down and the defense can react in plenty of time because they're looking forward and going. But on a slick field, they're reacting to everything you do, right? And they got to guess a little bit more, so double moves will work.
Yeah, and they're coming
kind of
a little timid. Yes. You're a little timid. You're not timid, cautious.
Or they play super safe, play back, and you catch underneath stuff. But the trick there is ball security is going to be huge for Nebraska this weekend. The ball is going to be slick. It's going to be rock hard. I promise you Minnesota is going to be trying to punch that thing out. I promise
you. Oh, absolutely. Well, minus last week, for the first time ever, we didn't turn the ball over in Scott Frost, in that era.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. It's on tape that we like to give the ball up.
Frost said that Maurice Washington had, quote, a good week of practice after getting benched for the first half of the Northwestern game. Frost said Washington is was a talented player that Nebraska needed, and hopefully they can continue to get back to him being a full-time contributor. We'll see. It's going to be big. I hope he does it.
Week to week for me right now.
I will say I'm openly, as long as, and I said this over on 96 Kicks on the morning show, and I'll reiterate it now. As long as whatever comes out of this legal deal ends up being like something minor, if it's a misdemeanor or whatever, right? As long as it's that and it doesn't turn into something that's horrendous and he goes to jail. But if it's something that's minor, I genuinely hope that he figures it out while he's here and gets it right and his life goes in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're trending in the opposite direction of that with, being in trouble all the time. I'm gonna question what his dedication level is. He might be dedicated as all get up, though, but think that he is above everything because he's so talented. You got to break that. You got to get out of that. So we'll see what he does, but he is a game changer for Nebraska.
Yeah,
and absolutely. He is a guy when he's on the field that Nebraska needs out there.
Yeah, he's a super talented kid, and even Coach Frost said the fact that it's a different offense when he's on the field. You just got to stay there. It's got to be reliable for this team.
Well, it is, because it enables you to have your two best offensive players on the field at the same time, mm-hmm. and one of them in a position that's going to cause the defense to have to stay back, which yes. is wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's so important. It is so important.
Absolutely. I also think a key to this game is going to be our defense. If you look at Minnesota's offense, okay, they put up 35 points a game, but if you look within the stats from there, they've given up 16 sacks this year.
Mm-hmm.
16 sacks. They've been picked off 3 times, and they've coughed it up. Five times. So there's a chance for Nebraska. They've got to win that battle. Mm-hmm. Now, for us not giving it up, we've got to get the ball a few more times this Saturday against Minnesota. And again, 16, that's a lot of sacks. They've
Are
got
you,
11.
In the quarters where Nebraska has the win to their back, are you expecting Nebraska to try to put the ball downfield finally just to keep them honest, or do you think they'll go out here and continue the dink and dunk stuff
and try
to run?
I would say, man, it's so tough because we haven't seen Vettel very much. And if it's Vettel, and I'm going on the assumption that it's Vettel.
That's right? All I'm going to talk about today. I won't even talk about Martinez.
I don't think they're going downfield. I think they're going to continue that. Be a little conservative with Vettel being his first start here. And again, he's had some stuff at UCF. I'm discounting that right now. I'm talking about right now in the Big Ten, right, for Vettel. I think, though, you'll see the similar style of offense that you've seen. I don't think it's going to be overly aggressive with your backup quarterback in.
As far as going downfield.
Yeah, downfield.
Because I expect them to run a lot of hurry up in this game.
Yeah, I would see that, but I also see the fact that early on, now maybe late, okay? I think early on, you're going to be, this is for any quarterback starting their game. It could be Martinez. You got to find a way to get him into a rhythm, and the best way to do that is a lot of short, quick, trusting-type throws, comfortable throws,
mm-hmm.
to soften it up. Now, maybe late in the game, when you've done that a lot, I can see him going deep.
So, let me ask you, if you are the defensive coordinator for Minnesota, right, and we're walking into this game, and I don't care who the quarterback is, you've just watched this offense all season. Well, how are you playing defense?
I'm doing exactly what everybody else has done. I'm loading the box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pressing on the receivers and seeing if they can get off the ball. That's what I'm doing.
Follow-up question to that, because I agree with you. So how am I supposed to call a quick slant or a bubble screen or whatever it might be?
Mm-hmm.
How do I call that when they're in my lunch right away?
You can't, but the receivers
have to. That's why you can't get in a rhythm. That's why every time they're trying to get Martinez in a rhythm, mm-hmm. the routes they're running are about 10 yards downfield, and they're, in theory, right behind the zone, which he should be able to complete. But, like, those quick outs, there's a reason we haven't hardly seen any of them.
Because they're so far up. But, the tape is there for them to do that. But that's all. A lot of that's on the receiver to get off that block quick. You watch our guys, not named JD, not named Wandell, okay? But the other guys, it's like you said against Ohio State. It's like, and it's every game, it's like those DBs have Velcro on them.
It is a lot of
times. We can't get loose.
Yeah, it is a lot of
times. We have to be able to find a little bit, and it doesn't take much separation to get those passes.
Mm-hmm.
We just have had zero separation minus the other two.
I hope when they go with the wind in the stadium, I hope one of the first plays they do, they dial up a deep ball. And they send, get in Woodyard, I don't care who it is.
And just go.
And say, Woodyard, put a move, and I need you to get going. Get on your horse and be ready. Hopefully, the ball's coming. Now, if you're covered, we're going to throw it past you guys or maybe out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to show them that we're going to take shots with you because it'll loosen everything up during that quarter. Because I promise you, when it's the other way around, when we're going into the wind, they are going to be pressed. They'll have 8 guys in the box with 1 safety high. And they're going to gamble that if you do try to go deep, that ball's going to hang up and they can get their safety over to get to it. The problem is we have shown zero threat of going downfield mm-hmm. against these teams, which is why the underneath stuff is not open. It's mm-hmm. never, even the first play of the game. How many times do we see Martinez throw a ball out for a screen or a wide receiver screen and
blown up?
The guy's getting killed or the ball's skipping because he's trying to hurry it out there because he can see. Martinez lines up pre-snap and looks out there and says, oh boy, they got guys up on the line, but this is my only option right now. What they need, to be honest with you, and I don't know if they'll give him this, but they need to have some sort of, and this was like in Bo's offense at the end with Martinez used to do this all the time. you would basically, what you do is, if your receiver was out there and you're going to do a little, let's say a screen pass, right? So you look out at the screen to the wide receiver and you see that they're pressed up on it. You know, like the hang loose sign.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd put your hand down to your side and give just a real quick little deal. The receiver would have to, is looking. You give him one of those, take the snap. It means pump and go. It's a fake and go. And the quarterback has to just pump, and then you're putting it
and
up
go.
The sideline. And where you place it, the receiver just has to get there. They know that you're going to throw this ball about a foot in bounds and about 15 yards upfield. And it's their job to get their butt there off that pump and go. Because as a quarterback, you're going to get murdered if you wait for mm-hmm. that guy to get there. So that's the kind of stuff that I would like to see, how aggressive teams are being against Nebraska's defense. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see it. That wheel route to the running back and that slant has been there all season. They started throwing it last week, and it was, like I said, it was 3 out of 4 completions. And the one completion they didn't have, the receiver dropped it. You know, it's there against some of the zone press zone coverage that these teams are playing. So
yeah, and now a lot of that, I mean, I can get on board with that deep ball and that deep threat. A lot of that is going to be about our offensive line. Can they give enough time for us to better run that type of play? Right? Can they do that?
Well, again,
can they do that?
I'll
because
stress,
it takes a lot.
Here's the deal, and I'll stress this too. I think one of the reasons, and they probably wouldn't say this, but one of the reasons that we're not rolling the pocket is because the snaps are so bad right now.
For sure,
have them roll the pocket and have the quarterback have to take his eyes off the field, one hand this thing to his right. If the pocket's rolling left mm-hmm. or rolling, I don't care which direction it's rolling. Because you catch that ball, look down, your line's already pushing people whatever direction, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you're standing there with nobody in front of you.
Like, oh boy, yeah.
You know, so like the snap has got to get better this week.
It's got to be. Oh, man. Has to be.
All right, let's take our first break of the show. When we come back, I know you guys didn't do it yesterday. I got a lot of tweets from people. We're going to talk fantasy football for a little bit. Then Dane Todd will get here. We're going to have a lot of fun with him. Like I said, we got a game to play with him. We'll talk a lot about the game, expectations, his own experience, you know, in cold weather games, mm-hmm. What that's like, how that affects the team, how that affects the quarterback, the center. I'll tell you this, that ball is going to be slick, man. I'm nervous about the snap. I am nervous about that shotgun snap. Let's take a break back after this.
Catch the Greger Than Hooks podcast at ESPNLincoln.com. More coming up.